This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
8:10 on this Friday morning, House Republicans will try again to salvage a Ford and surveillance bill for a fourth time now as it got off the rails internally in the conference. Northeast Florida Representative Mike Waltz here on Jacksonville's Morning News. Are you a yes on this, and why exactly is this creating so much issue with a handful of your colleagues?
Sure, and let me just clarify a couple of things. You have to have a warrant to surveil a U.S. citizen, period. That is in law. That is, nothing is changing with that. What this program does is collects on foreign bad guys on foreign soil. Where the debate and the controversy has come in is we scoop up, say, all the emails from the leader of Hamas, and you're a U.S. citizen, I don't know, in Michigan or wherever, that has been emailing Hamas, and it gets scooped up in there. And that's where things get a little bit tricky. But at the end of the day, we cannot allow this part to lapse. This is called 702. And whether it is Hamas, ISIS, people coming across our southern border, foreign individuals overseas, we have to be able to collect on them. The FBI director is saying he has never seen the threat so high.
This bill is up for a fourth time. It seems to be complicated to get support within the conference on some things. Seven times this Congress, the most in 50 years that we've seen the House defeat a procedural rule for debate. Is that frustrating and aggravating to you as a member of the conference?
Yeah, it is. It is frustrating because you have to get through these procedural motions to actually get a vote. And whether you're for something or against something, you know, that's part of our system. You make your case, you convince your colleagues, you vote, and you explain to your constituents, and they either get to hire or fire you every 2 years in the House. And I just want to say one other thing on the bill. We have over 56 reforms in there for the parts where you do go get a warrant, so that what happened to President Trump with Crossfire Hurricane, where the FBI essentially lied, one of their attorneys has gone to jail for how they got that FISA warrant. We have to reform that process. If we don't get this bill passed, it won't get reformed and it'll stay like it is, which is also unacceptable.
At the end of the day, Congressman Waltz, will the votes be there today, you think?
You know, it is day by day in the House with a one-vote majority, but I think so. There's been a lot of tough conversations, tough debate, tough compromises. I think we're going to get this done. If we allow it to lapse, we will essentially go blind on the terrorism threat in many important ways. So that's not an option. We've got to figure this out where everybody is comfortable enough to vote for it. And again, get those reforms in place. The FBI needs controls and they need oversight. They've abused this program. But if we allow it to stay like it is, then ostensibly they could continue to abuse it. And we have criminal penalties in. If what happened with Crossfire Hurricane happened again, it is certain people will go to jail.
This is delayed action on your plan to extend limits of U.S. Customs Water Act that would double the distance that CBP agents and the Coast Guard could go to intercept migrants and drug human traffickers off the coast.
Yeah.
Do you anticipate that that plan may ultimately come up as early as next week, or does it really kind of depend on what happens with FISA?
Well, it's going to come up today. They're kind of bundled together. So, but at the end of the day, I've been working on this for years. Our coastline, our maritime sea border is longer than our land borders. And we right now can only intercept about 10% of what we see out there on radar. We need to support our law enforcement out there on the ocean. This will double the amount from 12 to 24 miles and give them more time and space to go intercept, whether it's migrants, smugglers, and with the bottom about to fall out in Haiti. We need to give them all the support they can get. We can't have Florida's coastline turn into the Texas' southern border.
Has the Haiti situation even reached bottom point at this point? It really seems like it's a dire situation altogether. We've seen a number of Haitians coming here and Americans who are trying to get home from Haiti, but it hasn't hit rock bottom yet?
Well, you know, we'll see. The briefings I've received is one of the reasons we haven't seen kind of mass migrant flows yet. Is there's literally so little fuel to, you know, just get by day to day there and eat and be able to live, that they haven't had enough for a lot of boats. But we have intercepted. The Coast Guard, God bless them, And with this bill, we'll give CBP the authority to go out farther and intercept what already is coming. I don't know how bad it's going to get, and the administration has to get ahead of it rather than reacting to it, which is, seems to be a habit with this White House.
Northeast Florida Representative Mike Waltz. Speaker Johnson is in Mar-a-Lago in West Palm today meeting with the president. Is the House Speaker on thin ice?
Well, with one vote majority, I mean, look, the House Speaker has 219 direct reports. The rest of us, and anyone, according to the rules, can fire him. It's a brutal job, and he's dealing with House Democrats, Senate Democrats, and the entire administration. But at the end of the day, we need to continue our oversight. Everything we know about Hunter Biden, the Biden corruption, COVID origins, the Afghanistan investigation. None of that would happen. Even the hearing with the president, Harvard, MIT, and UPenn, and the anti-Semitism that they put on full display, none of that would happen if we don't have the majority. And we cannot risk, which we would if you do a motion to vacate, that flipping the House to the Democrats. So I hope that doesn't happen. We have to continue charging forward, getting done what we can, conducting oversight, and win in November.
Northeast Florida Representative Michael Waltz, appreciate the time this morning. As that FISA bill expected to come up again today for a fourth time, we'll certainly update that and any other developments throughout the day. When you're away from the radio, you can always get breaking news alerts. Download the free WOKV app.